From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The largest hospital in the world is in the South African township of Soweto. Every day, more than 2,000 patients check in to Baragwanath Hospital. Close to half of them are HIV positive. South Africa has more people with HIV/AIDS than any other country. More than 5 million people are infected. Sister Agnes Ramashiga knows these numbers firsthand. She's a nurse and counselor at the hospital. Every day, Sister Agnes sees dozens of AIDS patients, some just diagnosed, others simply trying to survive another week. Independent producers Joe Richman and Sue Johnson chronicled a day in the life of Sister Agnes.
We are at the entrance of Baragwanath Hospital. It's a typical morning in Soweto. There is some clouds, it's not yet very hot, and it's 14 minutes to 7 o'clock. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, ladies.
You are late today. So, morning report. Maria in bed 5 slept well. Bed 38, Dora, she's coughing blood.
In the morning report, we hear what was happening last night.
Winnie in bed 9, she's up and about. Bed 11, Christina has diarrhea. And bed 33, unfortunately, the patient passed away at 4 a.m. this morning. This is how we start every morning. We ask the Lord to give us strength with our daily job.
I started working here in 1989 on the 15th of January. We didn't know about AIDS then. There were not many patients who were HIV positive. But these days, because of the epidemic, there is a funeral almost every day. There are a lot of deaths that have passed my hands.
We are crossing the street, passing the laboratory area, over to ward 35. There are patients already awaiting us. I move very fast. Morning.
Baragwanath Hospital is the largest hospital in the world, and it was included in the Guinness Book of Records. We are entering with 16.
These are all the patients. Hello, Taba.
The hospital was a military base. So when you go into the wards, the arrangement of beds, it's like a military barracks.
Is the patient here?
We don't separate AIDS patient from other medical conditions, because two-thirds of patients lying in the medical wards are HIV positive. It's 12:05 now. I'm in ward 24. Okay. So, mina ngu Sister Agnes. Ukuxoxisana nomuntu ophethwe yi-HIV. I introduce myself and why I'm here. Utheni kuwe mama, udoctor?
Ukhulume ngelona. Kodwa ajike wayijika le.
He says, when I came to hospital, I was told my body is weak. Then today he told me that I'm positive for HIV.
It's positive? What was? Because why in the Andoganjan? I'm so Mundozaraja.
After being told that he is HIV positive by the doctor, he said, no, the doctor is clowning, like joking, when he told him his results, because he's not a person who runs around with girls. Uyazi mama ukuthi kusho ukuthini mayethi u positive for HIV. I'm asking him, what does he understand by being HIV positive?
Vele ngaba said. Ngoba ngiyazi ukuthi bathi
he knows that it's a killer disease. He knows that it is incurable. Kodwa once ibangaphansi kwe 200 full blown AIDS. Okay? I was explaining that once your CD4 count is 200 and below, you are termed being full blown AIDS. Awako usele 58. Yeah, man?
Yeah.
I have told him his count is only 58, which is very, very low. CD4 count drops at a rate of plus minus 50 per year, and today is 58.
Lo ngizwile ayikho into engayibuzi ngoba nje eish le ndaba le angiyithandi.
Okay. She says now he can see it's real. These news are really bad. And he is going to tell the sister-in-law.
Ufike ngitshela usikwiza nje lapha.
Okay, Papa. God bless. He is really very, very thin. He's like skeleton. You can see each and every bone in his body. And it's really frustrating to tell the patient that you should eat. The question is, I'm unemployed, there is no food, what can I eat? And in his condition, when I look at him, I doubt if he can be with us for 6 months. It's now 10 past 3. I'm in ward 24. Now it's visiting time. There are relatives around seeing their sick patients. They brought in food. It's like a family gathering. Almost every family has had a relative dying of AIDS in Soweto. Those patients whose relatives know their status, I think they are really brave. It's not easy to tell the people that you love that you have an incurable disease. It takes guts to say to a person, I am HIV positive. This is how we are being paged. If somebody is looking for us, this is what they do. The bleep will go beep, beep, beep. Mutomela Ramashinga here? Yes. What is the patient's name? Okay. Thank you, Tom. So we are entering with 16. Okay. I'm Sister Ramashinga. I'm from the counseling services of Baragwanath. Firstly, I'd like to know, when was your sister diagnosed?
We found out last Tuesday, so we don't know how long she's been having this.
She's seriously ill?
Yes, she's very sick, but she can still walk. I was shocked. I mean, you should have told us. Maybe we could have done something, you know, help.
Okay. Always emphasize that you are there for her. Do you think you can do that?
Yeah, I can do that.
Then she will tell you when she was diagnosed. Then you educate her about the diet, about the importance of using condom now that she is infected. Okay?
I've seen news. They say that garlic helps HIV patients. If they eat garlic, they recover very, very quickly.
I personally haven't seen a patient who's doing well on garlic. I've seen patients doing well on antiretroviral treatment.
Is it for free?
No.
Not for free?
Only if the relatives or the patient can afford. Can the doctor prescribe treatment?
Right now, I just don't know.
Okay. I'm here for you anytime.
Thank you.
God bless. With AIDS, you are helpless. They would love to have treatment. And it's painful telling the patient that there is something, but because you cannot afford, we cannot give you. Those who can afford will get the treatment. Those who cannot afford it, then goodbye, go and die peacefully. It's really tough.
Mama, so you will tell the sister this is number one, because I'm leaving to what, 35?
And I think that's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
I remember when I started working, I used to take everything from home. If I meet a parent who doesn't have clothes, even food at times, the leftovers, I'll bring them for the patient who do not have anything. But with time and the influx of patients, it's so huge. Eventually, I cut ties. I don't carry the burden home like before. It ends when I end here. So this is what kept me going.
Bye, everybody. Bye. It's 5:20 now. So I've done for the day. I'm going home. When I get home, I'm so exhausted. So I revive myself by getting into a bath and watching soap operas. This is the exit. So that's it. I'm Sister Agnes. Bye from me. I'm off to Soweto.
Sister Agnes Ramashiga is a nurse and counselor at Baragwanath Hospital in Soweto, South Africa. The government there has announced a long-awaited plan to provide antiretroviral treatment for 1 million AIDS patients by the year 2008. Our story was produced by Sue Johnson and Joe Richman of Radio Diaries. To take a walk through Baragwanath Hospital with Sister Agnes, visit our website, npr.org.